Good morning, everybody. This is Regina Perkins, the host of your show this morning. This is the Regina Perkins Show. This is her herself. I just want to bless you all today. I hope you're having a blessed day today. I know that I am. I hope that your day is going well. If you've started your day, it may be morning or it may be the evening or whenever you may be listening to this podcast. I hope God is doing and blessing you really well. I just praise God for you joining with me on today. Thank you all for supporting me. Thank you all for always listening in and joining with me on the show. I just thank God for each and every one of you. You could be doing anything else. There's many things that you could be doing. You could be listening to another podcast. You could be whatever, on your phone, on social media, whatever. But you decided to listen to the Regina Perkins Show. And I am grateful and I am thankful. I am your host today. And I pray and hope that I will be able to say something that would encourage you, that will enlighten you, that will inspire you, that will cause you to move forward and be the person whom God had called you to be. Some of us are hiding behind a shroud of identity that's not who God has called you to be. You've not come into the fullness of who he wants you to be. And you know why you haven't reached your full potential? It's because you have allowed people and those circumstances and those things around you to snuff you out. You've allowed bad situations and bad decisions to define who God has created you to be. Can I beseech you today that you remove that belief system off of you today? I want to talk to you today a little bit about something. And there was something that just came to my spirit this morning when I woke up, and God said these words to me this morning. He said, Regina, if you change your thinking, you'll change your world. Can I say that one more time? If you change your thinking, you can change your world. Can I say to you this morning in this short, just short snippet of a moment, I just want to say to you, I said, God, that is some heavy stuff. Now I said, I can post that on social media and I will probably see people just, you know, scroll right by it, maybe give a like, but do they really take it into heart what I'm really saying? If you change your thinking, That is your mind, the way you see things, the way you perceive things, the way that you filter information. And so many of us have faulty information because we're filtering through the things that have happened throughout our lives. We're filtering through mishaps and circumstances and things that have happened to you in your past. And because of that, you're filtering everything through those things. But I want to let you to know, don't cause a temporary situation or a temporary setback to be the grid for the rest of your life. Because it didn't work back in 1980, don't mean it'll work. It won't work right now. So I just want to encourage you this morning to change your thinking. I want you to go in and I want you to take inventory of your thoughts. I want you to take inventory of the things that you have been thinking about. I want you to take inventory of everything that you meditate on. Because the scripture says, if we think about those things that are good, those things that are just, those things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. So I want to let you know today, I want you to just begin a project of faith. I want you to begin a project with your mind and your thinking. And I want you to focus on something. I want you to begin to think about something. And I want you to get it in your mental psyche. And I want you to focus on that thing. And see, don't God begin to manifest that thing to you. Have you ever been in a situation, and I know some of you all will be able to relate to what I'm about to say, and let me see how I can explain it to you. Have you ever been in a situation, for instance, there was a particular vehicle that I was interested in buying. Had never really saw the car on the street, had never really paid any attention to it. But when I began to inquire about that vehicle, then all of a sudden I began to see it everywhere I go. Oh, now it's in front of me at the light. It was at the grocery store when I parked. Now everywhere I go, I see the same car that's coming across my view and coming into sight every time I turn around. And I'm like, God, what is that thing? What is that called? I don't know if I would say it's the law of attraction. I don't know, because some of that is kind of, I don't know about, some of the belief with that. But I want to say this, that if we change our thinking, that we can cause things to come into our mind. We can cause things to come into our presence by just the way we're thinking. We are creatures. We are mental creatures, and we are speaking spirits, the scripture says, and we have that same power invested and endowed in us that we can speak those things as be not as though they were. And God has given us that power and that ability. So we can utilize the power that God has given us to bring things into existence, to bring things into fruition. So I want you to begin to focus on that thing today, that thing that you said, it seems impossible. Maybe somebody else told you, you can't do that. Doesn't sound right. But I dare you think on it. I dare you begin to think on that thing, because you know what happens when you begin to think on something? Then it begins to take action. So a man thinking in his heart, so is he. As you begin to focus on that, all of a sudden you'll find yourself beginning to take action with it and putting your hands to the plow. And so I just want, this is something it came into my spirit, and I wanted to share it with you because so many of us are walking around powerless. We're not empowered. We don't have any authority over our lives. We live lives that we've allowed life to take control of us instead of us taking control of our own lives and being intentional with the things that we do. We've allowed situation and circumstances to dictate to us our accomplishments and what we will do and how we will do it and when we will do it. And so I just want to pull you up out of that place and out of the dump today. And I want just to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today to go forth today. Change your thinking so you can change your world. I hope you were blessed by this short meditation moment. I thank you all for joining me on The Regina Perkins Show. If you're not following me on social media, I want you to go follow me on Facebook. I'm Regina Perkins on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. I'm Regina Perkins there. Follow me on Periscope. I'm Regina Perkins there. Follow me on my social media platforms. There's also a Regina Perkins Show on Facebook beside my own personal Facebook profile. Follow me, and there's teachings that will be about the supernatural, teachings about things that will help you to grow in the Lord, things that will help you to catapult to that next level. So many of us have information and we withhold it from the people of God, but I want to be able to give the body of Christ something that will cause them to move forward into their calling. So I hope you were blessed today. You guys stay tuned for some more interviews and things that are coming up and some things that are on my calendar I want to share with you all. But I will do that on the next podcast. I thank you all for joining me on The Regina Perkins Show. Have a blessed day. Bye.